May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1139. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Hymn 1139.
us read together from the Word of God, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews, chapter 11. By faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure, By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a-dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting a deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word.
Hymn number 357. Welcome, sweet day of rest, that saw the Lord arise. Welcome to this reviving breast and these rejoicing eyes. Hymn 357.
May the Lord be pleased to help us now in prayer. Kind, gracious, merciful Lord God, it is indeed thy great kindness and goodness that our lives are spared, that we, a little company of poor sinners, are favoured to come into thy courts for the first Sabbath day of another year. Lord, we would come and do come, Lord, rendering praise and thanksgiving for all thy goodness and mercy. Those mercies, Lord, that we've received in the year past. Lord, they have been very great, very many. Lord, not only the year past, it's the years. Lord, thy mercies have been great. Lord, and one says, thus far my God has led me on and made his truth and mercy known. And we do thank thee, Lord, for all thy mercies then to us, those things of providence, our needs abundantly supplied, bringing us through affliction's path, delivering us from Satan's temptations, and being our helper in all things. And Lord, and watched over us. Ah, Lord, when Satan's blind slave we sported with death, Lord, thy mercies are truly great. And Lord, but when we turn our eyes within, oh, what abominations there are. And we pray, we ask, dear Lord, that thou, oh, have mercy upon us. Lord, the psalmist says, if the Lord was strict to mark iniquity, O Lord, who should stand? And it's verily, verily true. If thou was strict to mark iniquity, none of us could stand. There'd be no hope for one of us. But the word says, thy blessed word says, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Then, dear Lord, may we come, and all that we may have in our hearts, then that holy fear of God, that fear that fears to offend divine holy majesty, that fear that delights to walk in thy ways and thy paths, in the ordinances of thy house. We pray then that thou art be gracious and help us, and all that we may, Lord, then resist the adversary and prove that he flee from us. That we may be like the psalmist and say, I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Then draw near, dear Lord, and help us. Lord, as we come then into another year, the first Lord's Day, oh, that there may be, gracious Lord, an outpouring of thy Holy Spirit here this day in our hearts and souls, and that it may continue throughout the year, that we may be abundantly blessed of thee. Oh, to know the blessing of God that makes rich. Lord, go before us, we beseech thee. Undertake for us and remember us. Oh, fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory. Pardon all our many, many sins. Sadly, we've got a large, large catalogue. And we're unable in and of ourselves to reduce that amount. But Lord, we pray that we may know that it's all washed away in and by and through the precious blood of Jesus. That great sacrifice, Lord Jesus, that thou didst make at Calvary's cross. Why, we've just passed the time and season of the year when we remember thy coming into this earth, and we remember what the dear Lord spoke to dear Joseph. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. But oh, what a path, what a way it was, through Calvary's cross, shedding thy blood, offering thyself as a sacrifice for sin, making a way. Lord, we praise thy name, we bless thee for all thy goodness and kindness. And Lord, we pray that we may then be found humbled in the dust before thee. Why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, that must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. Now, dear Lord, do remember this cause of truth once more. Do bless them together, do bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them in the way. We do thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness. Lord, that one has been constrained to follow thee in the ordinances of thy house. And we pray that there may be yet many more to come, Lord, to speak and to testify of what thou hast done for their souls. Oh, that the word preached may have a gracious effect, that they will go and say, come, all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. We pray that thou remember each and all. There are those, Lord, that are laid aside, some of them are very little, young ones. Pray, put thy healing hand upon them, and do spare them, and do raise them up again to health and strength. Others may be laid aside, some may be in hospital, Lord, undergoing treatment of one kind and another. We pray that remember them this day, oh, that they may know the blessing of God that makes rich, and in no sorrow therewith. Oh, sanctify affliction's path then to each and all. And we do pray that remember the dear children, do bless them. They've got an ever dying soul, and they need thee to go before them in life's pathway, just the same as each and every one of us that are older. Oh, that they may hear thy voice, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He'll be with thee, he'll not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Undertake for them. Help them, Lord, to commit their way into thy hand. Help them to trust alone in thee, that thou'lt bring these things to pass. Make thy goodness then pass before them. And oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. An aching void that this world cannot fill. Their soul on the stretch to find Christ. And like Paul says in Philippians, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. May there those gracious desires, one says, expresses in the hymn, gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. Pray for all that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, to support them, sustain and hold them up. Oh, that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. May they have some sweet comfort, some sweet intimation from thy divine fullness, that it is well with their dear ones who have been taken from time, this time state, into eternity. And Lord, and that brings us to pray that we may each be prepared. Oh, how needful that prayer is. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must thee work perform. 'Tis all of grace in Christ's obedience, clothed and washed me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Hear prayer then. And Pray that remember prodigals. There are some out there, Lord, that have left and forsaken the house of God. It had been, Lord, perhaps many years since they were last seen in the house of God. Or it may only be perhaps a few weeks. Dear Lord, whatever, however old they are, and some of them are old, and some of them are young, Lord, but we pray thou snatch them as brands from the burning and make them a trophy of thy grace. Lord, do have mercy upon their souls and remember them. And we pray also for our nation, appear for us. And know it, Lord, that our nation will, our leaders, Prime Minister included, and the members of Parliament and the government, Lord, how they will legalise the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, those things which are such an abomination in thy sight. Oh, dear Lord, do hear the cry, the remnant of thy people, and overturn their evil designs, and that thy people may know that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Hear us and appear for us. Oh, that we may not have these abominations on our statute book, O Lord. Thou knowest, Lord, as the same things, Lord, are found in our established church. Lord, we don't point fingers. Lord, there are those that have sinned. But Lord, so have we. But oh, we trust, dear Lord, we do not continue in sin. Oh, then do open their eyes. Lord, we fear that their blind leaders are the blind. Then appear for us, dear Lord, and raise up for us men of God that fear thy name to rule and reign over us. There's others in the world we should and would pray for, do pray for. Thou remember them in their need and poverty, their famine, death, their disease. Appear for them. May thy goodness pass before them. May they prove thee to be that prayer hearing and answering God. Lord, we're conscious of our failings. We're conscious, Lord, that we omit many things in prayer. But Lord, do make up where we so fail. Help us, Lord, we need thy help this day. Oh, we pray that thou wilt remember us in thy mercy, and that it may be a blessed, gracious fulfilling of thy gracious promise. Lord, before ever we stepped in any pulpit, dear Lord, thou didst, we trust, promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then, Lord, we've got nothing else to plead but thy promise and the fulfilment of it here this day. Then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar as we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn 326. Let me but hear my Saviour say, strength shall be equal to thy day. Then I rejoice in deep distress, leaning on all-sufficient grace. Hymn 326.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The latter part of last week, Friday, Saturday, very tried about these words, coming here with them today. The reason being because I have recently preached from this text, and I get very worried when I get the same text again, perhaps a few days or weeks after. But, well, you know how many years now I've been coming here, and for a good few years now we've come and usually stayed Saturday evening. And as we did yesterday, but I've been here so many times, but when one walked upstairs into the bedroom of our dear friend, there on the shelf, it's a little embroidery work or cross stitch or something, and there's this on it, looking unto Jesus. I then felt quite persuaded in my mind that I was to attempt once more to preach from this word, because, dear soul, there is nowhere else for you and I to look but unto Jesus. And particularly as we commence on the, shall we say, the threshold then of another year of time, whatever trials, troubles, bereavements, sorrows, difficulties, joys, oh, that there may be this looking unto Jesus and give him all the honour, glory and praise, appeal to him, plead for his name, his cause, that his name might be honoured and glorified in your trials and difficulties, so that this looking unto Jesus. Well, first of all here, the dear apostle says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. He has indeed in the previous chapter which we read, here there's this, what is called the roll call of the heroes, the roll call of those that have gone before. And why, and how he so beautifully sums it all up. Yes, others. Trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. It was, he say here, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak and Samson and so on. But the last verse, the last two verses here, and these, all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about. Well, the apostle says here that these have gone before, would not be made perfect without us. Why, when that blessed day, that glorious day, when the Lord Jesus shall indeed come again, yes, at the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up together with him in the air, when this world shall be rolled together as a scroll, when, yes, there will be that happy day when all the elect, all the chosen, all the redeemed shall be found in glory around the throne of Christ, singing unto the Lamb in the midst of the throne, singing those praises, Alleluia. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Unto him that loved us and gave himself for us, shed his blood on Calvary's tree, and redeemed our souls. Why, men, what must it be to be there? Oh, what a blessed day. Why, here in Revelation, dear John speaks of it, does he not? Why, and there was a voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia. Salvation and glory and honour and power unto the Lord our God. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Yes, there will be that song of praise unto the Lamb in the midst of the throne. Ah. Oh. May we each be found there. May each and every one here in this house of God this morning, and many maybe that are absent too, many more, oh, that may be redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, to sing in heaven's high court above. Yeah, why the words of the hymn, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save, that they without us should not be made perfect. See, heaven will not be complete until every vessel of mercy, every poor sinner redeemed with the blood of Christ, by the blood of Christ, is found in heaven's high court. Oh, friends, what an amazing thought. Then, yes, it'll be that they without us should not be made perfect. Well, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, describes this chapter here then as this great cloud of witnesses. A great cloud of witnesses. Sometimes, I don't know whether you've ever seen it, but you know, sometimes some societies, some men, they do what it's called pigeon racing. And there are these big lorries, and they undo all these shutters, and all these birds fly out. There's a great cloud of these birds. Oh, friends, but that's a poor picture, but friends, it'll be this in glory, this great cloud of witnesses, of these that are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Well, he has here, those of us still here on this earth, this blessed, gracious exhortation. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race set before us, looking unto Jesus. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Well, there are things, are there not, in your life and mine that hinder, yes, God's work in your heart and mine. And one of those things that hinder God's work is unbelief. And it's not one of those things that should be dismissed as saying, well, I just can't help it. It is one of those things, dear soul, that you and I should pray against, looking unto Jesus. When, why, we get into, yes, these low places, I agree, and there's the roaring adversary, our devil, the devil, the enemy of the church of God. Yes, that, delights to bring in doubts, questions. Why, I don't know. Is there some poor soul in here this Lord's Day morning? Yes, who the Lord are. You look back and you say, well, you believe and you hope the Lord forgave you of your sin back so many years ago, and you could relate the experience of it and how the Lord graciously appeared and so abundantly blessed your never-dying soul. But then you say that those days that have passed since then, and why, and the adversary comes in. It comes in like a flood. And your poor heart and mine give way to his subtle suggestions and insinuations. He says, but you really cannot be saved. You really cannot be like one of God's children. Just look at you. Look at what you've done. And yes. And he says to his soul, you are so ungodly, doesn't he? Is what he's saying to you, you're so ungodly. Well, Liz, oh, looking unto Jesus. Yes. Oh, resist the adversary and he shall flee from thee. What did the Apostle Paul say in writing to the Romans? He said, oh, and oh, that the Lord may bless you with strength to say to the devil, but Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the ungodly. Yes. Yes, dear soul. And dear soul, Christ died for sinners. He died for sinners. He did. You know, poor dear Thomas, wasn't it? He couldn't believe. He wasn't there when Jesus appeared to the other disciples after the resurrection. And he said, except I put my finger to the print of the nails, thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. Oh, he was so adamant about it, wasn't he? Are you? Are you adamant about something? You're not going to believe this unless I have such and such and such things, friends. God is not going to be dictated by you and yet me. No, he's not. The Lord mercifully appeared to Thomas 8 days afterwards. The doors being shut, and Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then Zoe called Thomas to the front. Now then, Thomas, reach hither thy finger and put thy finger into the print of the nails and thrust thy hand in my side and be not faithless but believing. Yes. Thomas believed. My Lord and my God. Yes, but you know, dear soul, what did the Lord say to dear Thomas? Why, it was this, was it not? Why, he said to him that reach hither, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed. Oh, that this may be yours and mine. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Thomas literally saw the wounds of Christ. It was a most compelling evidence, was it not? Oh, but yes, blessed are they which have not seen and yet believed. Oh, that your faith and mine might be strengthened. That we may be established in the truth as it is in Jesus. Yes, so then lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Why, again, sometimes, you know, we may have something, why, and perhaps to you and I it seems an impossibility. So, again, the resurrection. And as Mark records it, there was those three women. Yes, that they came early to the sepulchre while it was yet dark. and they say, who shall roll us away the stone? But you know, dear soul, their faith was sufficient that they kept going. Dear soul, have you got something in your power that the adversary says it's no point in you going on any further? You might just as well stop now and turn round and go back. Who shall roll us away the stone? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away already. Yes, dear soul, faith goes on. Yes, these hindrances. Unbelief then hinders the work of Christ. Yes, things are imagined. Yes, dear soul, and you go back to the Old Testament, and there's dear David. He's going to, he's agreed, he'll go and challenge Goliath. And why? He puts on Paul's armour. Saul's armour, rather. Saul's armour. Puts it all on. And then it is as though he looks at himself. Says, I can't go with these. I've not proved them. Takes it all off again. Hindrances. Dear soul, have you got some hindrances? You know, there are many things that constitute hindrances, isn't there? One thinks of our poor dear Martha. Cumbered about much serving. Yes, taken up with getting something ready for the dear Lord Jesus Christ to eat. Yes. What was it doing? It was stopping her from hearing the word of God. Hearing the words of the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer. These things in and of themselves were not wrong. No. And they're still not wrong. But friends, we get them sometimes, don't we, in the wrong order. If one may speak for others, we get them far too often in the wrong order. We get first ourselves, first self, others second, Christ last. You don't need me to tell you, it should be the other way round. And hindrances. Yes, sometimes, you know, there's these hindrances. Sometimes, you know, it can be the postman. The letters perhaps drop through the letterbox in the morning. Perhaps just as you're about to pick up the Bible. Well, you've got to open the post, yes. But hindrance, isn't it? We're not getting to the Lord. We're not bending our, we're not reading his word, asking his blessing upon his word to be with us during the course of the day. Yes, we are, but we've opened the post first. It's an hindrance. It's a hindrance. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Oh, these things. Ah, yes, sometimes, friends, these simple little things, but they are the sins which so easily beset us. Yes, besetting sins. Why, each, shall we say, each generation has besetting sins. What were besetting sins to us, perhaps when we were younger, are not so much besetting sins now, but I can assure you there are other things. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let's look at this, and let us run with patience. The race that is set before us. You know, when you're going to run, what are we going to do? We don't put on the Wellingtons, do we? Or the hobnail boots. We don't put on the overcoat. No. We strip ourselves to bare essentials to that which is correct. So that we're free of those things that encumber us. You don't need me to tell you you can run faster in Plimsolls than you can in Wellingtons. And dressed with an overcoat on. So we get just down the road and we're out of breath and we're all hot and so on. We want to stop and we want to take it all off. Friends. Yes. And oh, how we need, yes, to strip ourselves of all the things that hinder our progress. It just comes to mind what you read back here in the book of Nehemiah. You know, it reads there that they were building the wall, weren't they? Yeah. And it reads there, and there was much rubbish. Friends. Have we got a lot of rubbish? Rubbish that needs to be removed. Oh, Lord, keep me. Let me be careful. But, friends, put it like this. There's a lot that goes under the name of religion, but it's rubbish. Some may say, well, you've got to have this, you've got to have that, you've got to have something else. He says, I answer you. There's one thing that will save your poor, never dying soul and mine. And that is a simple, blessed, God-given faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. The inhibitions and prohibitions of men, they're rubbish. Friends. But this blessed looking, this looking. Boy, friends, yes, to be
stripped of all our fancied meekness to approach the dread I am. No, we don't like to be stripped. Perhaps we don't like to be searched. But that doesn't mean, dear soul, it's not good for us. No. That doesn't mean it's not good for us. Search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And to calm this, with a blessed, God-given faith in the Lord. Why, here in chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There was a poor man in the gospel, and why, he had leprosy, and who, seeing Jesus, he came to him. Yes. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he would have had a moustache, a hair on his upper lip. And he would have cried out, unclean, unclean, unclean. I am nothing else but sin, iniquity, transgression, faults, failings. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Where did he get that faith from? Yes. He came believing. That this blessed Jesus, to whom he was approaching, could make him clean. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He didn't disbelieve that the Lord could make him clean. He wondered whether the Lord would make him clean. And perhaps, poor soul, that's just how you are. You don't doubt that the Lord could make you clean, but you wonder whether he will make you clean. But dear soul, what does he say? Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Let us run with patience the race set before us. Stripped then of all our fancied meekness to approach the dread I am. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Dear soul, and he shall bring it to pass. Ezekiel 36:37. And I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And he shall bring it to pass. When, dear soul, you and I inquire at his footstool, inquire at his throne of grace, at his footstool of mercy. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Sadly, to die, many seem to run away from the truth. But oh, that you and I may be found running to the truth. Here my best friends, my kindred dwell, and here my Saviour reigns. Or is, yes, there's eagerness to hear the truth, to hear the Lord's voice, to hear him speak into my inmost soul. So, back here in the book of the song, why, there you have it, do you not? The dear church there, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Here is one and another. Is there one in here this morning? By night on my bed. Friends. Yes. Sometimes, you know, you might hear that, you know, you shouldn't be in your bed. You should be out of your bed. Well, the Word of God can't be wrong. The Word of God can't be wrong. The church says, there by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Is there one here? Oh, what a mercy, what a wonder that would be if there's one soul in this little congregation here this morning that could truly, honestly say, this regarding themselves last night. I don't expect you to come and tell me. I'll be happy to hear it, true. But by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. That's what keeps you away, isn't it, poor soul? But this all is that which keeps you awake, isn't it? It keeps you awake because you can't find him. Because he's the joy and the rejoicing of your heart. You must have him. It's give me Christ or else I die. I from all things parted, I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The God's dear servant, the late Mr. John Tyler, he used to say this, that it's not a flat race, it's an obstacle race. I heard him say that more than once. It's an obstacle race. Ah, yes, dear sir. And why, poor dear child of God, you'll find there are many obstacles in the way. But dear soul, keep going, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. That's what the dear apostle says to us in Philippians, isn't it? I press forward toward the mark. Let us run with patience. I press forward toward the mark. Why, you dear children, I don't know whether you have this at school, but I did when I was at school, there would be sports day. Oh, and you run in a race. But there's the finishing line. And you're looking at the finishing line. The finishing point. You're not looking behind to who's coming behind you. No, you're looking to that finishing line. Oh, and the dear apostle says, looking unto Jesus. pressing forward toward the mark. Pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Are you pressing forward? Against all the obstacles. Yes, those obstacles, one of which is unbelief in our hearts. Are we pressing forward, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith? That you may be pressing forward. Why, the hymn writer says, doesn't he, here in hymn 302, about this pressing forward. Yes. Why, he says, this to us, does he not? If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. Yes. Yet, all the vain and noisy crowd is but a thin and lowering cloud, a mist before thy eyes. If thou press on, the crowds will fly. Or if thou faint to Jesus, cry, and he will send supply. Yes, dear sir, it's looking on. It's pressing on toward the mark. It's looking unto Jesus. By night on my bed. Yes, dear soul, you can be by night on your bed and still running towards Christ. Yes, it was but a little. He went out, didn't he? She went out there into the highways and hedges. To find into the streets of the city, I believe it reads, that she might find Christ. I found him not. I will arise now. I go about the city in the streets and the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. Is this your resolve this new year? As you stand at the commencement with each one of us here this morning, is this your resolve? Is this your New Year's resolution? I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I will seek him. Proverbs. Chapter 8. Verse 17 is the word for you. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. They shall find me. Oh, my soul loveth. John, in his epistle, says this to us. We love him because he first loved us. Perhaps it is, you weren't aware. You weren't aware that Christ had a love to your never-dying soul yonder back in eternity past. And that he's drawn you with the cords of his love and his mercy, caused you to come into his presence to seek his face and be there found on your bed at night seeking Christ. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside, all earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things, near to my soul, true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God. No joy but through his pardoning blood. Yes, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? And then he goes on. It was but a little. Ah, dear soul, how long that little is not for me to say. It is, dear soul, in the divine sovereignty of God. It may be a few hours, maybe a few days, it may be a few weeks, it may be a few months, maybe a few years, but the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveals his love with power. I was but little and I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and I would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the chamber of her that conceived me. May it be so. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. He will address the prayer meeting tomorrow evening and preach for us on Tuesday evening. And God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 332. Now let the feeble all be strong, and make Jehovah's arm their song. His shield is spread o'er every saint, and thus supported, who shall faint? Hymn 332. Thank you.
thou wilt pardon all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Help us this afternoon, this evening, and the other days as well. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.